Rosie on the House is on the road at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Fall Show. Live from Tucson, here's Romy and Rosie.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning at Rosie on the House. We're having a pretty darn good time so far. We had Robert Steve, the editor of Arizona Highways, in at the 7 o'clock hour talking about everything Arizona highways. Mr. Ed Curry, the global geneticist on chili leader. That was a great conversation about chilies down in Cochise County and on his place, and the fact that he provides 80% of the chili pepper genetics around the globe. That's awesome, right here, sourcing in Arizona. We've got a lot of fun today. We're broadcasting live from Tucson. Romy and I are at the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. Those of you regular listeners who have emailed us and asked for early admission tickets, when you pull up to the Tucson Convention Center, the show opens at 10. But we have made special arrangements to open a back door at 9, and that door is now open. You can park in parking lot B, park kind of in the southwest corner of that parking lot. Come down the loading ramp where all the food trucks are lined up. Come all the way down to the end of that loading ramp, to the far east end of that loading ramp. We've got an open door. Greet you. Come on in. We've got some comfortable chairs here in front of the broadcast
booth. You will see a Rosie on the House blue banner.
The blue banner will be key. And then we've got coffee and bagels that they've set up for us. For those of you who want to come down, ask a question live on air, just meet and greet, visit with our guests, whatever it is, the back door to the convention center is open. We were given 100 tickets. 70 were pre-claimed. We have 30 still available. If you get here early, you might be one of the lucky ones to jump in. The show runs yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It is the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. So if you've got a project you're trying to get tackled, get done around the house, home, castle, or cabin, this would be a great place to be. Romy, is it politically correct when you check into a motel?
I hope not. I don't like being politically correct. It's very boring.
Can you ask them who was in my room last night?
Oh, I want to know this.
That Gary, they have the herpetological show going on here in Tucson.
Herpetological.
And reptile.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want, hey, was anyone in this room last night, like, with
multiple legs?
Yeah, like, is
slithers.
Could there be a 14-foot boa constrictor, like, underneath the bed, you know? So I got scared because when I woke up in the morning, I got up. And I saw something that scared me. I threw the coffee cup at it, and I thought it was a 5'7" gecko, but it was just me. There was a mirror on the other side.
You Audie Murphy'd yourself.
I thought, oh, no! we're here this morning. Listen, we're here to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888 Rosie for you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, the letter U. We are Arizona's Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Very graced and privileged to have the opportunity to get up and help our Arizona homeowners every single Saturday morning. We are your weekend happy place, and we're here to do one thing, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And Romy, one of the things that your daddy's criticized for almost more than anything is getting on my APS rants and convincing people how to save money. And then I hear from the SRP customers, and then I hear from the Unisource customers, and then I hear from the TEP customers, and they say, you never talk about us, you never talk about us. Well, this morning we've got Mr. Tim Charlie. He is the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist for TEP. Mr. Charlie, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh.
And give me that title again.
It's not easy. He's the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist. So
okay.
You can only ask him technical questions,
so
no easy ones.
So, with that
works.
Said, there's nothing in there that says, rate selector.
I do have 10 years of experience working with rates, working with high bills, working with energy efficiency. For the longest time, my job was to ensure everyone paid the utility as little as possible and used as little energy as possible.
You're fairly new to TEP.
Yes, but I've been in the industry for
you
in
were
the Southwest
at the and, Sulphur Springs Co-op.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and he even knew what rate plan Mr. Curry was on.
Like you said, your job is to get them to use as little as possible in that area. Electricity for pumping water is vital.
Yeah, and water in his area is, they might be in a non-expansion area. I can't remember. But water, water's for fighting, whiskey's for drinking, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we do get a lot. We do share a lot of information about a technique that a good friend of mine, people call me the father of super cooling, but I'm not. I'm the stepson. Steve Kep is the father of super cooling.
You were just the voice for it.
I was the voice for it. He convinced me early on, I want to say this is almost 20 years ago, when the time of day plans first began to get introduced. He said, Rosie, I think I have something figured out. He says, if you have a fairly energy efficient home, we can consume a lot of power off peak for 1/4 the price, thermally store it in the building and the furniture and the appliances and the draperies and the clothes in the closet, and get our homes comfortable off peak. And when that on peak period hits, let's just ask our house to go to sleep and wake back up when the on peak is off again.
Brilliant.
So we introduced this console. I tested it at my house, and at that point, I still had 6 kids at home, and my kids never lived at home without 4 of their friends. So it was like Grand Central Station, 50 people, swimming pool, in and out the doors. You know, I could scream and yell about closing the doors in August, but it wouldn't have done me any good. I would have just lost my voice. So we started experimenting and testing this super cooling technique, shifting as much power consumption off peak as possible. And I got criticized early. That's the most selfish, greedy thing you can do. And my point is, you know, it's probably one of the most green things I can do, because I'm now giving the information back to the power suppliers that, hey, you can ignore me at peak.
Yep. And that's what utilities have to build for, is peak infrastructure, peak demand. So you're helping out.
The peak is what drives that next power plant construction.
Yep. Bigger conductors, more, just more juice on the system.
So the more we can cut off that peak, and the utility companies are becoming a little bit more aggressive about this over the last, I want to say, the last 20 years.
Yeah, I think I checked with a CSR yesterday, because I put myself on the peak demand program for TEP. I'll own a house in 3 or 4 days, and then I'm going to be on that rate. And so I wanted to be able to talk the talk and walk the walk. And I just think it's a good thing for everyone to go to. I do believe that in TEP, you have to opt out of a TOU program now. But
nice.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I just did some reading on that earlier, and I wasn't able to check with the CSR. So check with your local customer service rep in whatever utility you're on and see if that'll work for you.
TEP has a nice website. It covers a lot of information.
And it's easily navigable.
It is.
As well.
It is. I was on it last night for a little while. One of the things I want to talk about, now how big a customer base do y'all have?
So we've got about 417,000 customers for TEP.
And y'all are primarily Tucson Metro.
Tucson Metro, and we go down south near Green Valley. We go up and around Marana. There's some, it's kind of snakes around. We'll go down, touching Santa Cruz County, maybe touching a little bit of Cochise County.
Okay. All right. And so of those 400,000 customers, how many are on a time of day? Do you know?
So as of 2017, there were about 10,000.
10,000 out of 400,000 are on time of day.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
I know that the information I got was from a website, and it said that that's how many we had in 2017.
Wow.
I think that they're marketing it aggressively.
Oh, I hope so.
So we'll see.
Folks, if you live in a modestly well-built home and you can push your power consumption off peak, you can save money.
I think so.
Now, I'm not intimately familiar with TEP's power structure, but at my house, 3,000 square feet with an air-conditioned garage, I can be at 8 cents a kilowatt in all summer long. There's hardly anything you could do at your home to save more money than that. And it's just, one, be on the right rate plan.
Yeah.
Two, be smart about how and when you consume power.
Yep.
And you're going to save money.
Yeah, they'll save a lot of money. But on the corollary to that, if you don't plan, if you don't, you're going to get hurt. It's going to be painful.
It is. And that's why 390,000 of your 400,000 customers haven't jumped to time of use. They've got a little bit of a fear of the unknown.
Yep. But I think with programmable thermostats making a jump into whether you can reach them with your smartphone, I think appliances are going that way. I think it's just it should be the wave of the future.
It is. And if you want to be a green energy consumer, you will go to the time of use, and you will move your power consumption to off-peak. And I use as much or more power than my neighbors. I just use it at a different time of day, and my bill is about 30% lower than his bill.
You can work harder. You can work smart. You're just working smarter.
That's it. Folks, we're here this morning at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. The show opens at 10. We have opened the doors early at 9. Those of you that requested early tickets, we do have someone at the door. It is on the south side of the building, the far east end of the loading ramp, where all the food trucks are generally lined up. Park in parking lot B, come all the way down the ramp to the last door on the east end of the convention center, the east end of that loading ramp, and we've got your tickets for you there.
You can also join on air, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 and email info at rosieonthehouse.com. We're, again, live at the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show.
Folks, if y'all are in a car shopping mood, I couldn't encourage you more to get over to Sanderson Ford. The figures are in, and looking at the big picture of retail, fleet, and commercial sales, Sanderson Ford is, again, the number one Ford dealership in America. In America. And Ford, Sanderson Ford, is closed every Sunday. So they're accomplishing the number one position in America closed one day a week. How are they doing that? They're doing that by making the buying experience incomparable. 64 acres, that's the size of Disneyland, covered in new and used Ford vehicles with some of the longest tenured employees of any dealership in the country. There's a reason people stay there. It's because of the way they treat their employees. It's the way they treat their customers. Get to Sanderson Ford, closed on Sunday.